Rachel, can you tell us a little bit about that organization and what you do in each of your roles?
Yeah, definitely. Cat and Cloud originally interested me because of the mission statement of the company. It is to leave people happier than when we found them. And so that works throughout every section of the company, whether it's the guests that come in for coffee or toast and pastries, or the staff that work there every day, or the people who deliver our produce. And so I saw that so clearly as a guest of the cafe when the mail person would come in to drop off a package and the barista would offer them a cup of coffee on their way out. It made me realize that the company cared more about people than coffee. And that's something I've always been so interested in, is people. And so I was so excited to just get to work with people who cared about other people. So originally I started working there about a year ago as a full-time barista. So I was doing 5 days a week of giving people their morning cup of coffee as they're off to work or enjoying their Saturday. And then I started to realize that there was more in the company as we're growing and soon to have 4 stores in Santa Cruz. The administrative aspect of the company interested me a lot. So back in March, I applied to be an executive assistant for one of the owners and did that for a little while and was so excited by the background of the company. And then about 3 months ago, started working in the human resources department. So we do hiring and payroll and benefits, PTO. Yeah, it gets pretty busy, especially during the holiday season of hiring.
Yeah, we mentioned pre-show, working at Verve, I definitely get that. I kind of understand what you're talking about working in these holidays. What is a day or week of your life like in terms of either being barista or human resources? Wait, so just so I understand, you do both, right? So how much time do you spend in the cafe and outside also working for the company?
Yeah, so I do both. 3 days a week I'm in the cafe, and 2 days a week I am doing administrative work. The administrative work is really fun for me because I get to work at any of our cafes, or I could work at home. Sometimes I work at Verve to be able to mix up my life a little bit. So I love that I'm not so stuck in necessarily showing up at the same place at the same time every day. I have flexibility in my schedule. But yeah, being a barista is so much fun for me because I get to see so many people every day, and we've, as a staff, created relationships with the guests that come in and know their names and their stories and get to ask about trips they went on and the kind of like, oh, your mom's coming in town for Thanksgiving. How was that? Was it okay? And just being able to get to know the people that come in.
Some of those interactions can make your day, right?
Oh, 100%. They make my day all the time, and it's so fun to get to know these people and with the mindset of also wanting to make their day. Yeah, it's pretty impactful. Most of the time I joke that like being a barista is just hosting a party, and that's just what you just, yeah, we laugh and we have fun, and we also have to move really quick on weekends, and I end up covered in avocado and coffee. I leave work
that's
and I'm
awesome.
Like, I smell like avocado toast and a latte, and I'm like, okay, time to shower. But the other days of the week that I'm working on admin stuff, it's a lot of meetings with my boss, Tanner, who is in charge of the whole human resources department. We meet, and right now I'm in quite a learning process of our payroll organization that we use. It's quite complex to work with a company that has 60-something employees, of trying to figure out making sure everyone has the right sick policy and paid time off policy and holiday pay. And it's a lot of calling our provider and saying, how do I do this? So it's fun for me to be able to learn as I go and know that I don't need to know everything to get into this sort of career.